Now we are joined on the phone by National Western Region Vice President from the state of Utah, Sarah Draper. Well, Sarah, thank you for joining us. Why don't you tell us what's been the most memorable chapter visit so far, or the most memorable member maybe that you've met with so far?
Well, it actually just happened a couple weeks ago in Nebraska for their chapter officer leadership training. Give a keynote and give some greetings and help do a little mini workshop of sorts. And we had recreation time with all the chapters. Just got to go out on the lake and go on paddle boats and play games. And I got to meet one of the most inspiring FFA members I've ever come in contact with. Her name is Erica. And Erica, about 5 years ago, she contracted a virus that destroyed a lot of the tissue in her spine. And she's now confined to a wheelchair. And after talking to her and getting to know her, I was actually standing in line at the same time for the paddle boats. And once it was my turn to go, I looked at her and was like, "You want to go?" And she, "I don't know." I was like, "Well, don't just tell me yes or no. Do you want to go?" And she's like, "Yeah." And so I was able to enlist some two very strong young men from another chapter. They picked her up and we got her into a paddle boat. It had been the first time in 5 years that she'd been in a paddle boat ever since she got that virus. And it was probably the most impactful experience, just seeing her take a chance and look on the bright side of the situation. It was just wonderful to be a part of that. And it's a blessing to be a national officer and just getting to see your impact in those small ways. And that was probably the most impactful and memorable experience that's happened for me up these past, 7.5, 8 months I've been in office.
You're part of a historic national officer team because five of the team members are women, and that's the first time in history that that's happened. So what does this mean to you personally to have entered into this new chapter with the FFA?
You know, and also my background, I'm the first female national officer from Utah. It just goes to show that when people, it doesn't matter their race, their gender, when they want to get something done, it might take a little bit of time, but in the end, we accomplish things. And being on a team with four of the girls and then good old Nick, it's been incredible to see just how our own personalities and the fact that most of us are girls, how it's given us a different perspective on making sure we're very intentional with how we act and also trying to connect with as many members as possible. And especially for female students, maybe they don't think they have much opportunity. Just making sure that they know that if you got the willpower and the grit, you can do it and you can go for it. We have a quote, it's, "We are FFA." And just this year, it's shown that we truly are believing that and making sure that it is put forth in everything we do.
So you still have a lot of travel ahead of you. What's one particular stop that you're looking forward to?
Well, we have our alumni development conference in about mid-July in Kansas City, Missouri. And as national officers, we get to pick a legacy platform each year that is something we want to move the needle on. And our team chose alumni. And so the fact that Nick and I actually get to go to this alumni development conference that's nationwide, I'm really pumped to see how that will go and get to interact with all those incredible people who are seeking to make sure that they stay forever blue and give back to the organization that's given them so much.
Well, Sarah, thank you for joining us today.
You're welcome.
Again, that's Sarah Draper. Sarah is the National Western Region Vice President, taking time to give us a call here at FFA Today.